it's been an interesting week, to say the least, that's for sure. And just so you do not lose sight of just how far gone these people truly are, I want you to hear that jaw-dropping tirade of insanity put forth by Tubby Al Gore this week. You know, the guy that says we should reduce our intake, our consumption, and yet his girth continues to expand. His shadow is wider than it's ever been. But he's preaching from the New World Order cultist gospel of doom. Is Al, pay attention and you might learn something. Here it is.
We're going to bring these emissions down. And just to put the science in a slightly different context, people are familiar with that thin blue line that the astronauts bring back in their pictures from space. That's the part of the atmosphere that has oxygen, the troposphere, and it's only 5 to 7 kilometers thick. That's what we're using as an open sewer. If you could drive a car straight up in the air at interstate highway speeds, you'd get to the top of that blue line in 5 minutes. And all the greenhouse gas pollution would be below you. We're still putting 162 million tons into it every single day. And the accumulated amount is now trapping as much extra heat as would be released by 600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every single day on the Earth. That's what's boiling the oceans, creating these atmospheric rivers and the rain bombs and sucking the moisture out of the land and creating the droughts and melting the ice and raising the sea level and causing these waves of climate refugees predicted to reach 1 billion in this century. Look at the xenophobia and political authoritarian trends that have come from just a few million refugees. What about 1 billion? We would lose our capacity for self-governance on this world. We have to act. So in answer to your question, I would say we have to have a sense of urgency much greater than we have yet had, and we need have had, and we need to make some changes.
I'm sorry. Are we supposed to take that seriously? It's the same as 600,000 Hiroshima bombs every day. That's why the oceans are boiling and there's rain bombs. Via Venice, we'll lose our self-governance. Jesus, Al. Check your meds, pal. The number one killer on the planet every year is heart disease. Dude, your ticker's going to blow. Number two, stroke, which you're right on the edge of there, buddy. Sheesh. And lay off the red meat and the sweets, pal. I know your doctor's told that your blood pressure's got to be through the roof. But not to be outdone, the conductor of the crazy train, who's quite sure he's been anointed by some space aliens, John Kerry Hines, made his case for commitment to the nearest mental hospital at the gathering, too. Here's our galactic hero who thinks he's the smartest guy ever. John, you lost to George W. Bush. Good God. Here he is.
And when you stop and think about it, it's pretty extraordinary that we, select group of human beings, because of whatever touched us at some point in our lives, are able to sit in a room and come together and actually talk about saving the planet. I mean, it's so almost extraterrestrial to think about, quote, saving the planet. And if you said that to most people, they think you're just a crazy tree-hugging lefty, liberal, you know, do-gooder, whatever. And there's no relationship. But really, that's where we are.
Yes, John, that's exactly what we think. Thank you for saying it out loud. We think you're a crazy tree-hugging liberal lunatic, frankly, who got all of his money from the Hines fortune. Mommy's got the money. That's what he calls his wife. And sadly, this is just scratching the surface of the insanity unleashed on the world by the uber-rich. The life of extravagance that they live and will continue to do so, not affected by any of this. And they will continue to live that way long after they've turned out the lights on billions of others, you and me, for example. Let's continue on. Tony Blair, the former British Prime Minister, pushing vaccine passports still for new vaccines that we don't even have, apparently. So I say, what the hell is he talking about? Is there some new disease that has arrived and we need new vaccines? No, of course, there's not. These people are just frightening. They're planning for this sort of thing. Listen.
I think there's a huge impetus now for a national digital infrastructure. Digitization in healthcare is, I think, one of the great game changers. You know, we should be helping countries to develop a national digital infrastructure, which they will need with these new vaccines. And then, you know, finally, it's also about showing people and showing the political leadership that you can make a positive difference to your healthcare system by adopting these measures, because they've got an impact beyond any particular disease and or pandemic.
Yeah, a disease or pandemic that doesn't exist. Anyhow, Christopher Wray, the FBI director, seems to think his agency and others should have no limit on the power they have to run surveillance on you and everyone else. These people are all in Davos. Yeah, he thinks there should be no limit on what they can do, what they can look at, how they can examine you. Yeah, listen to this real quickly.
In a world, whether you want to call it cat and mouse or anything else, we're in a world where all these technologies are available to both the good guys and the bad guys. The good guys are constrained by the rule of law and international norms. Bad guys aren't, which you could argue, in a sense, gives them a competitive advantage. The competitive advantage the good guys have is that, for all the reasons Matthew said, when we're all working together, then they're no match.
Yes.
Because the bad guys' relationships with each other are purely transactional, and they'll turn on each other in a heartbeat if it suits them. But because they're not constrained by the rule of law, because they're not constrained by international norms, we have to be mindful of the advantage that gives them and work together in partnership.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's work in partnership to crush the little guy. We can do this. We'll put the boot of law enforcement on them and go from there. We'll continue that in a moment. Meanwhile, Healthy Cell, it's time to upgrade your vitamins with Healthy Cell Microgel Vitamins. No more struggling to swallow those giant horse pills. Now with Healthy Cell's advanced formula, it absorbs at 165% of the rate of vitamin pills. It tastes great. Check out all of the American-made vitamin blends to find out which one is best for you. Save 20% by using the promo code Gruber. HealthyCell.com and the promo code Gruber to save 20%. HealthyCell.com. You're going to be glad you did. All right, we've got some important updates to the news right after the break. You don't want to miss it. It's the Steve Gruber Show.